Hey, y'all, I am taking this show on the road. To celebrate the launch of my book, I am going to be throwing book parties across this country, and I want you to come. We're going to be doing parties in Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, New York City, two options there, DC, Philly, and Boston. So if you live in or near any of those cities, then you are going to want to come and grab a ticket. We are going to have brunch in some places, at others we'll be having wine and snacks. You will get a copy of the book with your ticket, and you will get to come meet me, talk to me, listen to me read from the book, answer some questions. We're just going to hang out and vibe on all things thought work and advancing the feminist mindset revolution together. And of course, there'll also be swag. You can get your ticket at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour, T-O-U-R, or you can text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to hug you in person. Let's go. Come hang out.
Welcome to Unfuck Your Brain, the only podcast that teaches you how to use psychology, feminism, and coaching to rewire your brain and get what you want in life. And now here's your host, Harvard Law School grad, feminist rock star, and master coach, Cara Lowenthal.
Hello, my chickens. So it is summer. I am recording this from Dallas, and it's 105 degrees here, which I just don't think that that's acceptable. It's so hot. So I've only been in Dallas for about 24 hours, but so far it is very Dallas. My hotel has a cowboy hat in it, in case I left mine at home. And there is a quote from President Bush on the mirror and on the ceiling. So that's definitely a first. So I'm here getting ready to teach at the Life Coach School training, which is awesome. I'm super excited to be here with my fellow coaches and my teacher. And, you know, I trained here a few years ago, so it's really kind of wild to be on the other side of it. So today I want to teach you one of the best tools I learned from my teacher, and that is the power of asking better questions. Well, most of us are unconsciously asking ourselves terrible dead-end questions all the time. Like, why do things have to be this way? Why is it so hard to change? Why doesn't anyone love me? Why are my colleagues so terrible? Why are my parents so critical? Why is my kid so misbehaved? What could I have done differently? What would my life be like if I had not left that job or taken that job or not left that partner or gotten married or gotten divorced, right? If I made different decisions. These questions do nothing for you. They're essentially unanswerable. And the problem is that they accept your premises and your thoughts as true. Your problem isn't that you can't figure out why your boss is an asshole. Your problem is that you think he's an asshole in the first place and you believe that thought. Your problem isn't that you can't figure out why you're not married. Your problem is that you think it's a problem that you're not married and that it means something about you. Because these kinds of questions assume the premise of your thought or the premise of your question is true, they will never lead you to a solution. You will never figure out a satisfying answer to them. They are unanswerable. So they keep you ruminating forever, but you never ever get resolution. You never get an answer. You just keep swimming around in the negative feelings and negative thoughts caused by those questions. And once you've asked your brain a question like that, you cannot stop thinking about it. Because the human brain does not like unanswered questions. Your brain thinks unanswered questions are dangerous. Any unknown to your lizard brain could be something that's going to eat you. Right? The unmanaged mind does not do well with uncertainty. You may have noticed this about yourself. The human mind doesn't want to think there's anything out there that it doesn't know about that could be a threat. It's the same reason that risk and change and the unknown are all such triggers for emotional drama. Because evolutionarily, your brain doesn't want to think that there's anything it doesn't know. The unknown could always be something that will kill you. That's what your brain thinks. So if there's an unanswered question out there, something you don't know, it's going to obsess about it until it can determine if it's safe. But with those questions you're asking it, that determination never comes. The opposite of a dead-end question is a powerful question. And a powerful question has a positive, or at the very least, a neutral assumption baked in. It gives rise to productive action, or to more positive or neutral emotion, or ideally both. So examples of powerful questions are, what are the next 3 steps I can take to move me towards my goal? How much evidence can I find that I am loved? Why would I be a great catch for someone? How do I want to think and feel about this situation? How can I create what I want? How can I make this more fun? What is the solution to this problem? What is perfect about this? You can see how all of those questions, number one, contain a positive or neutral premise, and number two, they prompt your brain to come up with positive outcomes or thoughts. I also like to play with something I learned from a coaching colleague called affirmations. So it's a kind of silly name, but bear with me. So an affirmation is like an affirmation, but it's asked as a question to stimulate your brain to come up with positive responses. So you guys know I don't really teach affirmations because I think that if you are trying to believe a positive affirmation that you don't believe yet, it's actually counterproductive because you don't believe it, so you don't get any emotional payoff, right? Your body doesn't feel any different. And then you just sort of lose hope and you're kind of worse off than when you started. The reason that I think affirmations can work where affirmations don't is that you are not telling yourself to believe a thought. You're asking yourself a question that your brain will then find reasons to answer. And when your brain finds the evidence to answer it, you will be able to believe it. So examples of affirmations are, why am I so lucky? Why am I so grateful? Why am I so successful? Why am I so sexy? Why does my partner love me so much? Why am I so proud of my kids? Why am I such a good doctor or lawyer or executive or wife or mother or daughter or friend? Right? So the affirmation version that wouldn't really work would be like, I'm lucky, I'm successful, I'm sexy, right? You don't believe those yet, so those don't work, just stating them like that. But when you ask them in a form of a question, your brain will look for reasons to answer it. It's just automatic. So we're basically using your brain to your advantage against its bias for the negative itself. And the questions sound kind of funny when you read them in a list, but if you try using them, you will find that they stimulate your brain to come up with reasons. Remember, your brain doesn't like an unanswered question. It wants to think that it knows everything already. So you ask it a question that will prompt self-affirming responses. So when should you use this tool? It's important to understand that you won't always know that you are asking yourself a dead-end question, because sometimes it's subconscious. But anytime you're feeling anxious or guilty or hopeless or self-pitying, that's a good time to check in with yourself and see what questions are rattling around in your brain. Anytime you're in an emotional childhood where you think that other people control or cause your feelings or things outside of you, you probably have a few dead-end questions up in there. And anytime you notice a dead-end question, you can change it on purpose to a more powerful question. You can also use this tool when you aren't asking yourself a question, but you're thinking dead-end thoughts, right? Any thought about not knowing how to do something, for instance, can be changed into asking yourself a powerful question instead. So for instance, if your brain says, I don't know how to move forward, you can ask yourself, how can I move forward? Or what would I need to do to move forward? Or what's the next thing I would do if I knew I would succeed? If your brain says, I don't know how to do this about something, you can ask it something like, what are the next 3 steps I would need to take to learn how to do this? Or what would someone do if they knew they could figure this out? I know this sounds simplistic, but I really urge you to try it. You will be blown away at how your brain automatically responds, even though a minute ago it was telling you the opposite. Honestly, a lot of what I do as a coach is ask people questions that they haven't thought to ask themselves. And sometimes those are unexpected, right? A lot of the magic of coaching is that I put things together and make connections and ask questions that never occurred to you that help you understand what your thoughts are and why you are acting the way you are. But sometimes my questions are kind of obvious, and it's just the act of turning it into a question that prompts my clients' brains to get going. So I use these questions in my coaching all the time. Anytime you are feeling stuck or ruminating on a dead-end question or fixated on not wanting things to be the way they are, stop and ask yourself a better question. Your brain wants to answer questions. So rather than feed it unconscious negative questions, choose to feed it conscious, powerful questions instead. Use the machine up in there to your advantage. So by the time you guys actually hear this, I will finally be back from the surface of the sun, otherwise known as Dallas, and getting ready to start talking to people about the next round of Unfuck Your Brain, which is my 6-month coaching program that teaches you how to rewire your brain to overcome socialization and self-critical thoughts so you can get what you want in life and actually enjoy having it, right? Some of you feel like stuck and not knowing how to move forward in your life to get to the life you want. And then some of you feel like you have the life you want, but you don't seem to enjoy it the way you thought you would. I solve both those problems in Unfuck Your Brain. So if you want to learn more, you can check out all the information about the program. It's at www.unfckyourbrain.com, right? Unfuck Your Brain without the second U, politely. unfckyourbrain.com/program. I just graduated the first class of students who went all the way through the program. It's a long 6-month program. And it was absolutely unbelievable to see the results of their experiences. And I will be sharing some of those stories with you soon because they just blow my mind. And I think you guys are going to love them. All right, y'all. If you're someplace that's 105 degrees, stay cool. And if you're someplace cold, stay warm. And I will talk to you next week.
If this episode spoke to you, then you need to check out The Clutch because it comes with a 5-week self-coaching course that will walk you through exactly how to apply this life-changing work to anything you experience. Literally anything. If you've ever thought, well, I don't know how to get started with thought work, or I don't know exactly how to do thought work, or if I'm doing it right, or what order I should do it in, or how I should do it, the self-coaching course teaches you all of that. And even if you're familiar with thought work concepts, The Clutch will help you take the work deeper. And it comes with access to expert coaches who can answer any thought work question you have. Plus me, of course, to coach you live. No question is off limits. You can change your life by going to unfuckyourbrain.com/the clutch. Or you can actually just text your email address to 347-934-8861. And we will send a link to all the information you need straight to your cell phone. I'll see you there. Don't forget that if you want to meet me in person, ask me a question, get your book signed, take a selfie with me, whatever it is you want to do, my book tour is your chance. I am going on tour from May 12th through May 24th, all around the country. Going to Chicago, San Francisco, LA, Dallas, Miami, twice in New York, 2 parties in New York, DC, Philly, and Boston. And we are capping these events so they can be intimate parties and celebrations. So you're going to want to hurry up and go get your ticket. Your ticket includes admission to the event, a book, some swag, food and drink, and the chance to meet and connect, not just with me, but with other women in your area and people socialize as women in your area who are also doing this work and trying to live this kind of intentional, empowered life. So you're going to leave maybe with a new best friend, certainly with a new best book. You can get all the information and grab your ticket before they sell out at unfuckyourbrain.com/tour or text your email to +1-347-997-1784, and the code word is TOR. I cannot wait to see you there.